What's up, guys? Good to be with you. Cloud with you here. I've got two guests with me today, Steve and Melissa Hudson. What's up, guys? How are y'all?
Good to see you, Cloud.
Well. How are you?
Good.
The three Knox County educated people
right
here.
That's right. East Tennessee folk all in this room.
That's absolutely right.
Oh, something's going to happen. Steve, you are on staff as 50-plus pastor. Did I get that right?
That is correct. And we oversee corrections ministry.
And then your sweet wife, Melissa, you're at Providence Christian Academy.
Yes.
And did
you
been
there for 22 years.
Well, and you said you don't have a teacher voice?
Not really.
I think it sounds good. It's good. So, well, we're on this special this week that's airing after Easter and then leading up to, we usually do Race to Life weekend, which is like this baptismal service. The whole point is we want to share our story when we got saved. In other words, when did Steve, when did Melissa, when did you get raised to life? And so that obviously is your salvation experience, but then also a little bit about, you know, going forward and stepping forward into baptism and marking that publicly. And so we're just having people come on these episodes and share those stories to not only get good at telling the stories and have something to talk about on this podcast and engage with people, but to encourage you, the listener, to tell your story and to tell it well. And so without further ado, Steve, I'll just throw it over to you, kind of what your backstory is.
Okay. I grew up with parents who are believers. My dad's a pastor. I don't like to say that a whole lot out loud, but he was a pastor.
PK.
And so we have a little town in Lewisburg, Tennessee, which is about an hour from here. And I remember as a kid having the questions about what it was to be a Christian, what it looked like. And back then, you know, if you're like me, you had to walk the aisle. And so that was a big deal for a kid. You know, you got to step out and you got to walk down front and you got to go see the pastor. And in my case, it was my father. And so you had to do that. And so we had to walk through that and look what that looked like to be a Christian. And I remember it getting baptized. We were a little church in Lewisburg and they did not have a baptism. So we had to go to First Baptist Lewisburg and do those on a Sunday afternoon. And so that's how we would do that. And so that was, I remember that because it was not in the same building that, you know, that you attended church. But you had to go somewhere else, and gracious for a church that would allow us to do baptisms at their facility. And so that was pretty cool. And I do remember as you got older, I call it childlike faith when you're 7 years old. When you get older, I think there's a what I call a greater understanding of what you've done as a child. You know, for a kid, it's just know that God loves you. He's going to be there for you. He's going to protect you. And you get to spend eternity in heaven. And then as you get older, sometimes we complicate it. Mm-hmm. But also, I think there's a way that we that you understand what you've done as a child. And so that's my story. You know, I was fortunate. I grew up with, like I say, parents that one is a pastor, but they loved, had a great relationship with Jesus Christ. And so it was important to them. When I was in seminary, I met a guy early on in seminary, and he was one that had accepted Christ as an adult. And so he'd been called to ministry. And I remember telling the guy, I said, man, that's a great story. That's a great story. And he looked at me and he said, yeah, he said, but I like yours better. And I kind of looked and I said, what does that mean? He said, no, he said, you know, you were raised with parents who taught you what it looked like to be a Christian. And so that always resonated with me because I think a lot of times, sometimes we forget the importance of parents who invest in you, that show you what it looks like to be a believer.
Yeah.
But also that do that through the process of growing up.
That's encouraging and positive for sure. Like, I was talking about this recently with someone. I can't remember in what order these are going to air, but it was like the whole debate. Like, there's two types of people. Those that, like, I was 17, 18. You know, I'd already done some stupid things. And, like, I remember the date, the time, the chair I was sitting in, like, all that. And some other people that maybe grew up as kids, and I'm always a Christian, you know, using air quotes, in a Christian household. And then they hear stories like that, and they're like, oh, that was, I wish I knew the time because mine was all mixed up. And then someone like me would say, well, look, I wish I grew up in more Christian home, you know what I mean? And so it's just kind of interesting. Like, either way, like, you're still a sinner who's been saved by grace.
And a great thing is that Christ is going to meet us where we are. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter, you know, what your background is. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And so that's the cool thing. And so there's no formula that's right for everybody, but it's the formula that Christ loves us, and he's going to save us.
Absolutely.
if we give him the opportunity.
So I don't mean, and if you don't want to talk about this, it's fine, but not to pry, but being a pastor's kid, did you struggle at all with, like, church life? Not necessarily Christianity, but just, like, you know, because you're in there all the time, and now you're in staff, you know, in ministry yourself. Like, what was that?
I didn't struggle with it. My sister struggled with it.
Okay.
And so I don't have to worry about her listening to this, but but I did not struggle with it. And so I, you know, it's one of those things. As a kid, I was a kid that I wanted to be respectful of my parents. I wanted to honor my parents, and so I did not want to do anything that would disappoint them. That's not really the right word, but I did not want to put them in a bad light. And so, I tried to do the best I could at that.
You're a good PK.
I was a good PK.
Didn't rebel, but you didn't get jaded either.
Correct.
That's awesome, man. I like your positivity. All right, Melissa, I'm turning it over to you.
All right.
And you're married to this guy.
I'm married to Steve. Yes, I've actually known Steve and his family since I was 10. His dad came to be our pastor when I was 10. His dad would always loved my really long hair at the time and would joke that he was losing his. And so he would always stand there, you know, like a daughter with really long hair. But I was also raised at Meridian Baptist Church in Knoxville, Tennessee, and probably started going from the time I was born. My parents were very involved in the church. Dad was a deacon. Mom taught second grade Sunday school for 50 plus years. And so they were just, you know, such good examples. I have a sister 15 years older, and we lost a brother in between us. And people talked about my parents' faith. I'm walking through that and just how they clung to the church, clung to prayer, clung to people there in the church. I remember in second grade learning. We had little competitions in our class for memorizing scripture. And
was this in school or Sunday school?
No, this was Sunday school. Okay. however, my school, we started in third grade. We memorized the 23rd Psalm in class, and this was public school at the time. Sixth grade, we started the day singing, "This is the day the Lord has made," and we memorized the 100th Psalm in there. So, you know, just always you felt like you were a Christian, even though I had never walked down the aisle, that kind of thing. And it was summer after sixth grade, I think, Bible school that summer in July. We were having Bible school and my best friend was with me. And, you know, they're talking about eternity and you're like, oh, wait, I've not done this. And that was the realization, oh, I need to do this. And so there again, she and I both walked down together. And Steve's dad was actually who then, you know, we did the counseling and the all the questions, that kind of thing. And he was actually who baptized me. And so then youth group was a huge part of my life. And so just continuing reading scripture, studying scripture. And then when I started teaching at Providence, really, they do such a great job. And so really being challenged with your beliefs and really focusing on memorizing scripture. Mm-hmm. You know, like our theme this year is seek first, you know, and so, and reflecting the King. And so every year it's something that challenges you, you know, even now. And that's part of our goal is to give students the tools and equip them for a lifetime of learning as we're trying to do the same as well.
That's good. So it's not enough to be like, well, I was just raised in it. Mm-hmm. Well, why do you believe what you believe?
Right.
Being challenged in that. That's awesome.
Right. It is funny being married to a minister because I always said I wouldn't marry a minister because I'd watched his dad walk through some really hard stuff. And so, you know, God's sense of humor, he waited till we got married and then said, okay, now I'm going to send you to seminary.
That's hilarious. So, I needed somebody to write my papers.
Y'all were in Louisville too at the Southern Seminary?
We were.
The Southern Baptist Theological Seminary.
With your pinky turned up, right? Well, did you have any scripture that you were, you said Providence does something every year where it's like a theme. I don't know if you had any theme verses.
Well, this year, our seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you, Matthew 6:33. And every day at the end of school, we have the blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. And that's Numbers 6:24-26. And that's the blessing we give over the students every afternoon before they leave.
That's awesome.
Campus. So, yeah.
Steve and Melissa, you have encouraged not only me, but hopefully the listeners, that we need to be thankful for the church, mm-hmm. for doing what the church is supposed to be doing. Thankful for parents who are doing what they're supposed to be doing. Thankful for faithful leaders, preachers, and teachers. We got the preacher teacher here.
Mm-hmm. Well, my encouragement to parents would be, you know, we've got adult children, is that it's hard, it's challenging, but it's worth the investment. Mm. You know, my wife has been big that, you know, kids don't need a friend, they need a parent, and parenting's hard. Mm. You know, and so it's one of the things you've got to invest in your kids. You got to trust that what you've invested in is going to pay off in the long run, but you got to make the investment.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for investing all of the things you've done over the years and coming on this podcast. Appreciate it. And we hope you guys have gotten some from this. I know I have. Hope to chit chat a little bit more. So thank you. And we'll see you guys on the next episode.
Thank you, Cloud.